In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another beautiful episode of this series in the silsila Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we are going to talk about the glorious Quran, which is our guide and our guidance, alhamdulillah. And with regards to this, there has been so many virtuous ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the excellence of the Holy Quran and its recitation and how it can guide us as a Muslim. Subhanallah. But before we do that, let's inshallah remind one another to recite Durood and Salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has extolled its virtue in his Mubarak hadith, and he has mentioned that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most Durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, with regards to the excellence of the Holy Quran and its guidance, Abu Hashim Sufi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that once I intended to go to Basra and move forward to get on a boat, and a man with his maid servant was sitting in the boat, and he said to me that there is no space in the boat. The maid servant interceded with him on my behalf, so he allowed me to get on the boat. When we moved forward a bit, the man ordered for food, and the food was brought and he placed it in front of himself. The maidservant asked him, invite this poor fellow to have a meal as well. He invited me for the meal. And after we had finished the meal, he said to the maidservant that bring the wine. So when she brought the wine, he started drinking it. He asked the maidservant to give me the wine, but I refused to drink it. When the person became intoxicated, he asked the maidservant to bring the musical instrument. The maidservant took hold of the musical instrument and started singing a song. The person then got his attention towards me and said, do you have anything like this? And I replied, yes, I have such a thing which is much better than this. He said, then read it. Then I recited the first three verses of Surah Takwir, which is A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, idha ash-shamsu kuwirat, wa idha an-nujumu kadarat, wa idha al-jibalu suyirat. When the sunshine is rolled up, and when the stars shall fall, and when the mountains are moved and crushed into every minute pieces, Allahu Akbar. This is the translation of these three verses of Surah Takwir. After listening to these verses, that person started to cry. And when I started reciting this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, and when the balance sheet of deeds are opened, he started saying, O maid servant, I free you for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Have this wine wasted and break the musical instrument. He then called me closer and started saying, O my brother, what do you say? Will Allah accept my repentance? I recited this verse of the Holy Quran in response to his question, and which is alhamdulillah,
Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin.
Indeed, Allah loves those who repent abundantly and loves those who purify themselves. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have just heard this beautiful parable. We learned how deeply Quran can affect a person positively and guide them towards righteousness, alhamdulillah. And then, when the person now is remorseful over his wrongdoings, he's asking him, can I be forgiven? Subhanallah. Can my repentance be accepted in the court of Allah? And that too, the response again came from the very Quran, subhanallah, that indeed Allah loves those who repent abundantly and loves those who purify themselves. So yes, this is the time that we need to hold on to the guidance of Quran, the guidance of Sunnah, the guidance of Islam, the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our guide. And in the Quran we find this guidance, subhanallah. Those who read Quran and who understand Quran from reading various different tafaseer of the Holy Quran, they know the true meaning of the guidance of the Holy Quran, subhanallah. Those who are the students of Quran, may Allah Azza wa Jal make us all the students of the Holy Quran, so we can be guided rightfully and properly in the correct direction. Yes, we are all, in one way or another, we are looking for clarity, we are looking for guidance, we are looking for a sense of direction. So instead of looking to your right or to your left, why not look for direction and guidance in the glorious Quran, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and the Quran will guide us. The Quran will guide us, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has stated about this unique quality of the Holy Quran, of guiding and the guidance of the Holy Quran. He says,
Inna hadha al-Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam.
Indeed, this Quran shows that path the most straight. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That is the guidance of the Holy Quran. So let's inshallah strive for this guidance and pick up the Quran which is collecting dust in our bookshelves at home. The Quran is not meant to be kept in bookshelves and forgotten. We are where we are today. We are in a state of turmoil, in a state of fitna, in a state of dire need of the guidance of the Holy Quran. So yes, if in today's day and time we have Quran at our home that is collecting dust, ma'azallah, first of all, we need to take care of this beautiful kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book of Allah, the book of guidance, and then we need to embrace it and start reading, inshallah, azza wa jal, and we'll see the guidance and the faizan and the barakah and the blessings of the Holy Quran showering upon us day and night. May Allah azza wa jal grant us love for Quran, love for the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The summary of the hadith is that I'm leaving two things with you. One is the Holy Quran and the other is the sunnah, subhanallah. And we need to hold fast onto them because therein lies our salvation as Muslims. Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful kalam and we're going to break for the kalam, inshallah, azza wa jal. Enjoy this beautiful naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after which we'll be back and discuss further this beautiful topic that we have started, inshallah, azza wa jal. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina. मेरा दिल तड़प रहा है मेरा जल रहा है सीना मेरा दिल तड़प रहा है मेरा जल रहा है सीना
कि दवा वगी मिलेगी कि दवा वगी मिलेगी
मुझे ले चलो मदीना मुझे ले चलो मदीना
मरहमे
Okay.
مدینہ ہے مرکز دو جہاں مدینہ ہے
تو کرے در بدر کی کیوں کھاؤ تو کرے در بدر کی کیوں کھاؤ میرا دار گرنے والے وہاں سنبھلتے ہیں قوت بے قصا مدینہ ہے قوت بے قصا مدینہ ہے
کر لوں گج پھر وہاں تو پہنچا دے کر لوں گج پھر وہاں تو پہنچا دے یا الہی جہاں مدینہ گئے یا الہی
مر جائے سو جا مدینہ ہے مر جائے سو جا مدینہ ہے
مدینہ ہے
Mm-hmm.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Yes, you are listening to the beautiful kalam and alhamdulillah it's a new kalam. Marhame ruh o jaan madina hai. Subhanallah. When your body is hurt, you apply medical ointments on it. But when your heart is saddened, the only marham and ointment that can help a lover, an ashiq-e rasul, is the sand of Medina, is the atmosphere and the air of Medina Munawwara, subhanallah. And those who are devoted to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only they will understand this. Inshallah, may Allah azza wa jal take us all to the beautiful city of Medina Munawwara. Dikha de ya ilahi wo Medina, kaisi basti hai jahan par raat din maula teri rahmat barasti hai. Ameen bijahi nabi alameen. As we were discussing the guidance of the Holy Quran, and definitely the Quran, it contains everything. If you think that your problem and your situation is unique, then turn to Quran, because everything is included in the Holy Quran, subhanallah. It is stated in verse number 89 of Surah Nahl, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And we have sent down this Quran upon you, which is a clear explanation of all things, and a guidance and a mercy and glad tidings to the Muslims." It is stated in verse 138 of Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَمَوْعِظَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is declaration for the people and a guidance and a counsel for the pious. Regarding the second verse, the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has said that the ordinary blessings of the Holy Quran is for ordinary people. That is the clear mention of everything. But special blessing is for special people. That is to guide them to the right path. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, further said that the Holy Quran is guidance for us, but not for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already been taught and advised everything, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already been guided by Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear brothers, after listening to this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, every wise person can understand it better, that in reality Quran is the book of guidance. Alhamdulillah, the way we have got clear proof of this claim from the verses of the Holy Quran, similarly we also get this fragrant madani pearl in the light of the ahadith that Quran is the book of guidance. And inshallah, let's listen to this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which inshallah will really enlighten your heart and soul. Sayyidina Ali Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that soon a conflict will arise. I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah, what will be the way to stay safe from it? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the response and gave the solution, that the book of Allah, which contains every news of your future and past generations and the decisions of your mutual dealings. Quran is decision making and it is not a joke. The cruel person who leaves it, Allah Azza wa Jal will destroy him. And the one who seeks guidance apart from it, Allah Azza wa Jal will misguide him. It is the strong rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his wise remembrance. It is the straight path. Quran is the book by virtue of whose blessings desires do not get spoiled. Other languages together cannot make it doubtful, from which Islamic scholars are not negligent, which does not get old if recited again and again, subhanallah. whose wonders do not come to an end. Quran is the book that when jinns heard, they could not help saying that we have heard the strange Quran which guides towards goodness, so we have placed our faith in it. Subhanallah, such wonderful is Quran. The one who accepts Quran is truthful. The one who acts upon it will get reward. And the one who makes decision in accordance with it will be the one who does justice and the one who calls towards it. So definitely he has called towards the straight path. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This beautiful hadith is mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmizi. Subhanallah. Let's make this dua together. Ilahi khub de de shauq, Qur'an ki tilawat ka, sharaf de gumbad de khazra ke, saaye mein shahadat ka. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, we have this beautiful segment coming up inshallah azza wa jal. So do not forget to watch this silsila to the end inshallah azza wa jal. And there is a beautiful surprise for you as we do this segment in every silsila, mashallah, in every episode of this silsila. To succeed, you must read. Yes. And inshallah azza wa jal, a couple minutes later, we will be heading towards this beautiful segment where we will introduce a lovely book, a publication of Maktabatul Madina, subhanallah, which inshallah will guide you through life, inshallah azza wa jal. As all the books that are published through Maktabatul Madina, they are life-changing, subhanallah. They are lessons that can serve us for our lifetime, inshallah azza wa jal. All it requires for us to open the book and read. So yes, inshallah, as the saying goes, readers are leaders. So if you want to become a leader, subhanallah, in your own faculty, in your own community, inshallah azza wa jal, in your own home, start to read Islamic literature. Start to read Quran. Start to read the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Start to read the publication of Maktabatul Madina, inshallah azza wa jal. That is also a source of guidance. Yes, and the guidance of Quran is alhamdulillah preserved in all these books, alhamdulillah, in bite-sized formats. So yes, get your hands on the books that are published through Maktabatul Madina. Either you can get a hard copy, you can purchase it from any of the bookshops of Da'wat Islami, or if you cannot access them in that way, then at least on your smart devices, on your phone, on your tablet, on your PCs, you can download these books from the website of Da'wat Islami directly without any cost. Yes, only the bandwidth is required, access to internet, and there you have it, subhanAllah. Visit da'watislami.net, and inshallah azza wa jal, you can browse through a wide selection. You can pick and choose, subhanAllah, to the books or the topics that are closer to your interest in particular, subhanAllah. And in this way, you can receive the guidance of Quran and the Sunnah, subhanAllah, in those books, subhanAllah azza wa jal, mashallah. Now, we have just heard, listen to this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the virtues of the Holy Quran. The Quran is full of countless virtues and a complete code of life. Surely it is the blessing of the Quran which is guiding us every day, today, yesterday, and tomorrow, inshallah, azza wa jal as well. But it is not only a source of guidance to us. As Muslims, but also non-Muslims are accepting its truthfulness, and everyone is busy pondering over it from their own perspective. You must have heard many accounts of scientists that are coming forward after reciting and reading the Holy Quran, after being guided by the Holy Quran, subhanallah, and accepting the truthfulness of Islam and the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal guide us all through the guidance of the Holy Quran. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to watch this short clip, inshallah azza wa jal, and after that we'll be back. So keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is a religion that not only emphasizes the cleanliness of the soul, but the cleanliness of the body as well. From this is the manners of trimming the nails. It is mustahab to clip the nails on the day of Friday. However, one should not wait for Friday if the nails have grown long. It has been narrated that whosoever clips his nails on Friday, Allah Almighty will protect him from calamities until the next Friday and for 3 days thereafter, meaning for a total of 10 days. It has also been narrated that whosoever clips his nails on Friday, mercy will be showered upon him and his sins will be removed. As for the method of trimming the nails, begin with the right hand's index finger, going till the pinky of the right hand. So the index finger, then the middle finger, then the ring finger, and then the pinky. Skipping the thumb of the right hand, go to the left hand, begin with the pinky of the left hand until the thumb of the left hand. In this way that you go from the pinky, the ring finger, the middle finger, the index finger, until the thumb of the left hand. So we start from the right and we end with the right. As for cutting the toenails, there's no specific order that has been narrated. But the best way to do it is to start from the right foot, from the smallest toe, until the biggest toe of the right foot, and then to the left foot, from the biggest toe until the left foot. In this way, you're going all the way from the right to the left. It is makruh tanzihi to cut the nails in the state of impurity when ghusl is farz upon a person. It is also makruh tanzihi to bite the nails with the teeth, as there is a fear of getting vitiligo in doing so. It is also makruh tanzihi to throw the nails in the toilet or bathroom as it spreads illnesses. Rather, the nails should be buried after cutting, but they can also be thrown away. Nails should not be cut on the day of Wednesday as this may cause vitiligo. However, if someone has not cut his nails for 39 days and Wednesday happens to be on the 40th day, meaning if he does not cut his nails on that day, the duration will exceed 40 days. Then it is wajib for him to cut the nails on that day, meaning even if that day falls on Wednesday, it is wajib for him to cut his nails, as it is impermissible in makruh tahrimi to leave the nails uncut for more than 40 days. Nails should not be left uncut for long, as long nails are a sitting place for shaitan. Shaitan sits on the long nails. There is no harm in cutting the nails at night. Harun Rashid asked Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala about cutting the nails at night. He replied that it is permissible. Harun Rashid asked about any evidence. He replied that it is stated in the blessed hadith, Al-khayru la yu'akhar, that do not delay in carrying out the act of goodness. May Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to follow these sunnahs and manners. Ameen bijahi khatimin nabiyy al-ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Subhanallah. You're watching this beautiful clip, mashallah, where the Muballigh Da'wat Islami is giving you, alhamdulillah, advice and words of wisdom for you to ponder over. And from time to time, alhamdulillah, these clips are played for our knowledge, for our information, so we can be guided in a proper way, mashallah. Thanks to those Muballigheen of Da'wat Islami, alhamdulillah, Arakeen Shura, and other performers that come on Madani channel, mashallah, other Muballigheen of Da'wat Islami that come on Madani channel and inspire us with their words of wisdom. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us and enable us and give us tawfiq to act upon those Madani pearls. And inshallah Azza wa Jal reap the rewards of both this world and the akhirah, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ameen, bijahi Nabi Ameen. Dear viewers, mashallah, as I promised you that yes, we are heading towards our beautiful segment that is to succeed, you must read. Yes, mashallah, and in today's segment, we have got this beautiful book of Maktabatul Madina that is with regards to a crime, a moral and spiritual crime that is sucking our blood in the society today. Yes, and that is backbiting, a cancer in our society. This book, it highlights the negative effects and the ill effects of backbiting, of fault finding, of slandering, etc., and tries to advise us to be safeguarded against these social evils. Yes. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us all safe from this disease of backbiting. Nowadays, it can be seen everywhere. Daily walks of life, you will see, maybe you're sitting in the bus, you are commuting back and forth to work, and two people, they just, conversation just starts like that. And instead of focusing on the positive things, you start talking about people in your company or people at your home and start backbiting about them in their absence. That is not on in this beautiful deen of Islam. That is not on. It's not looked at positively in Islam. It is something that is frowned upon in the beautiful deen of Islam, even socially. You wouldn't like if I were to go and backbite to someone about you. Although what I may say may be true, that is when it is backbiting. But if I'm telling some people something about you that is not true, that is against what you do or what you have, then it is plain down slandering. So backbiting is very severe. And there are two sides to it. The person who backbites, and then the person who is partisan and part of this crime and becomes partner in crime, is the person who is listening to it, who is entertaining it. So not only the person who is backbiting is the partisan to this sin, but the person who is entertaining it, he also becomes involved in it. Because, first of all, you're not supposed to entertain it. Somebody is coming to you, either talk positive, don't bring negativity in my home. Because your home is something you hold, or you regard it as a sacred place. Meaning, this is not just any place, this is your home. So how can you allow people to bring negativity from wherever they are, whatever they've been through, and then bring negativity at home and talk to you about other people, and you or you two gossip about it. You know, nowadays there's a term, gossiping, where two people, they get together and they start gossiping about people, which doesn't have any bearing on their lives. What they're talking about is totally irrelevant to them. Whether they discuss it or don't discuss it, it is totally irrelevant to them, but they discuss it anyway. And in return, they earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They earn the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and become a partisan of this sin and this crime, this spiritual disease of backbiting. Either actively doing it or entertaining it. The pious predecessors, if somebody approached them with some news or some sort of conversation or discussion, first they analyzed, is it fruitful for me to be discussing this? If something wasn't fruitful for them to be discussing it, then it wasn't of any importance to them. And they would say, no, rather stay away from it. If you don't have anything good to say, then rather not say anything. That is the way to go. But we carry on. And we think we are doing good. But no, that is not the case. Let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to a beautiful promo with regards to this beautiful book that we are discussing and get to know more about this book, where all these factors are discussed extensively, alhamdulillah. And this book is, alhamdulillah, it's a lengthy read, 522 pages, mashallah. So yes, let's inshallah get to learn more about this beautiful book, Backbiting, a Cancer in Our Society. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My dear brothers, today we will talk about a sin, a disease that which we are suffering from, but we don't realize about this sin. This disease which we have within ourselves, and we don't know about this disease. And this is that which everyone suffers from, and it is backbiting. A humble request that you obtain this book from Dawat Islami bookshop called Backbiting. And if you do not have a bookshop close to where you live, then go on to Dawat Islami website and download this book, Backbiting. I can assure you that once you read this book, my dear brothers, then you will begin to realize how many sins you are committing on a daily basis without even realizing. This is that book which will rectify you for the hereafter. May Allah Almighty give us the ability to save ourselves from talking ill about other people.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمْ. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, yes, you got to learn more about this beautiful book, Backbiting, a Cancer in Our Society. Now, do you see the dangers of it? Only, you know, until you have the light, you fail to recognize the danger of something. If there is a snake in your house and there is darkness in there, how would you get to recognize that there is a snake, something that can harm me? But only when the power comes on, or you put the bulb on, or when the light of the sun enters the house, then you get to, in that light, you get to see that, you know what, this thing is dangerous, this thing is lethal. If I was bitten by it, I would probably be on my way to the hospital. If I'm lucky, I'll survive. Similar thing is with regards to the sins. We are so concerned about our physical well-being that we wouldn't go closer to something that is harmful to our physical health. But what about our spiritual health? Backbiting, lying, cheating, slandering, this is detrimental to our spiritual well-being. But why are we so negligent about it? Why do we take it as, oh, it's fine, it's not physically causing me any harm? But it's only through these books, alhamdulillah, through these publications, that we are shown the light on these problems. That, you know what, these problems are dangerous for your spiritual life. And when the light is shown, then you come to realize, yes, all along I was wrong. I didn't know the dangers of it. I didn't know the consequences of it. Now at least, alhamdulillah, that I'm made aware of it, inshallah, azza wa jal. And there are guidance in this book, mashallah. There are verses of the Holy Quran, there are hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that keep us on the right track. So get your hand on this book, visit the website of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, dawatislami.net, and download this book. Or you can go to a bookshop of Maktabatul Madina in your area, in your city, in your country, inshallah, azza wa jal, and get the copy of it in English language, inshallah, azza wa jal. With this, let me, inshallah, take your leave and take your ijazat. Inshallah, we'll see you on this very silsila, inshallah, azza wa jal, with another beautiful book. Until then, keep reciting durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.